Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I'm so excited for today's episode because we're going to talk about the 9-to-5 life, corporate life, routines, side passions, setting yourself up for success for your week, all of that with my best friend, Katie. If you guys don't watch the vlogs or you've never heard Katie before, I'm going to let her do a little intro. But if you guys have been here for the past couple of months, you know that we already recorded this episode and lost it at one point. And we were both so sad about it because it was genuinely such a good conversation. So I'm excited that we get to do it again because I'm actually in Arizona this week. But before we get into it, I'm going to give the mic to Katie and I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I didn't tell her about this before, but I want you to, one, introduce yourself, two, what you do for work, three, something you're passionate about, and then four, something that somebody listening probably doesn't know about you.
That's fun. I am Katie. I'm so excited to be on. I'm working currently a 9-to-5 in office full time. I'm an executive assistant. Something I'm super passionate about, which copy and paste of Caitlin, fitness and wellness. I love working out, eating healthy, just all the things to make my body feel good and my mind feel good. And something someone doesn't know about me is probably that I have a crazy big family and I have 11 siblings. So I'm one of 12 and I'm living the cheaper by the dozen life.
And it's so fun. It's funny hearing you introduce yourself as an executive assistant because obviously if you guys don't know, Katie's been my best friend for literally our whole lives. And we went through high school together, went through college, we were roommates. And now it's just so cool getting to see each other like thrive in our careers. And then it's also really nice having a best friend who is at the same stage of life as you because we will literally call each other for anything. I'm not kidding. I'll be like, wait, so how much do I cook this chicken to know that it's not raw? And then also, how do I go to the gym in the morning and then still have time for XYZ? Like, we're both just always trying to give each other advice. So I feel like that's exactly what we want this episode to be. Just if you're listening and you need somebody in your corner that's in the same phase of life as you, especially I know a lot of you guys work 9-to-5s and I don't work the traditional 9-to-5. So I'm excited to have Katie on to bring that element to the podcast. But let's get into my Not Your Typical Obsessions first, and then we'll deep dive and literally pick Katie's entire brain today. If you guys are new, we'll do a Not Your Typical Obsession. So something kind of non-typical to our life that we were obsessed with this week, something that was our dislike, and then we'll also give our word for the week. So we'll have Katie go first.
Pilates. I knew I always loved Pilates. I took a Pilates class like a few years ago, but it's not something I just like went into and did. It was like a mat Pilates class, but I finally tried Reformer Pilates and I'm just obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with how it makes my body feel, how it makes my mind feel. It's like, I don't know if you've seen those videos that it's like the chitter chatter in your brain and then like the smooth brain. That's how Pilates makes me feel. And it's like just the best part of my day lately.
I love that because you've always worked out and you've always gone to the gym, you've lifted and you've danced your whole life. Is there anything else you've kind of tried?
No, honestly, I mostly lift. I am not a huge, I guess Orange Theory, because we both worked at Orange Theory, but I haven't been a huge like class girl. Like I like to go work out on my own and dance and yeah.
Yeah. So that's so crazy that you went this whole time, you never even tried it. And now you're 24 years old, you try something and it's like your biggest passion right now. And you can tell them too. I don't know if you want to say it, but she loves it so much that she could possibly like have a career out of it one day.
I know it's kind of crazy because I like Caitlin said, I actually just turned 25, but yeah, no, but I'm 25. I just tried Reformer Pilates for the first time and I'm obsessed and I am gonna try and get my certification so I can teach and I'm so excited.
No, I really love that. And I feel like now it'll be fun because we can go to Pilates together. And it's also, I've already noticed through you, it's been such a fun way for you to ask some of your friends who also work too, to either go on a Saturday morning. And it's just a really easy way. I do this too in my life, to bond with your friends. And it's like zero pressure, you know, even though you guys are all busy and we all have work, we all have family, we all have our dogs, whatever. It's just like, we're all going to work out at some point, so why not work out together? And then it's so much more fun.
Like, just a tip for like older relationships, like as you grow up, like that's such a good way to work, like hang out with your friends, because we're all just so busy. So it's like, let's go to workout class. We all know we need to go. And yeah, it's the best way to hang out.
We're actually going on Saturday, so I'm excited to try her studio. I'm also excited when you are an instructor, I can take your class. It'll be so fun. And then I can do spin and then we'll just be the dynamic duo. No, honestly, one of Katie and I's dreams is to open a studio in Arizona that's half spin, half Pilates. And I'm just manifesting it one day. It'll happen.
It has to happen.
So I guess my not your typical obsession from this past week is honestly a TikTok that I sent Katie, and we were just talking about it. So I might as well bring it to the pod. It was such a good, I'll try and find it. Actually, I mean, I DM'd it to her, so I'll just repost it on my page. But it was one of my friends had reposted it, and it was a TikTok that was a girl talking, and she was just saying how comparison is honestly the thief of joy. There's always something you're going to be watching online or talking about to your neighbor or seeing your best friend achieve, and you could compare your own situation to it. And she just was saying in the video, it was a different perspective I've ever heard, that a lot of the time you don't even see what's behind that perfect kitchen you see on Instagram. And she was saying how you could force yourself to get another job just to afford the nice kitchen, but then you burn yourself out, and you talk to your neighbor who has the beautiful house, but then you find out that her husband is working 24/7. And it was just a really good perspective on comparison, that you just don't see what's behind what is going on. And it honestly made me, I mean, I saw it on our 6-hour drive home to Arizona, so I just had a lot of time to like think. And I was just thinking how it is so true that those little things we see on Instagram, or we just compare the random things in our day-to-day life, like, oh, my house isn't as clean as that girl or whatever. It's like, at the end of the day, sometimes we don't have time. And I don't know, I just feel like I've been really realizing lately how important things are to me that aren't materialistic. And even just coming home to Arizona, I could not wait to come sit on Katie's couch, drink tea, and laugh. Like, that's what life is about. And yeah, I don't know why. I just feel like so passionate about like all of that right now in life.
It just is such a good thing to remember. I feel like the older you get too, the more you realize that, which is really cool. And it's just so important. Like, really, the things that matter just are the people you surround yourself with, who makes you laugh, who makes you feel good. And at the end of the day, like, all social media is a highlight reel, so it's just good to remember like what truly makes you feel good.
Yeah. So maybe for the word of the week, I'll actually kind of change it. I'm throwing too many curveballs at you, but maybe we'll change it to like what's something we want to like work on mindset wise for the next week. And I think for me with social media, obviously I do it as a job, I talk about it all the time, but like I do compare when I scroll. And I think the one thing I want to really focus on this week is I can be happy for their situation and move on. You know, you don't have to compare yourself. You don't have to turn it into something negative, because social media is a highlight reel. I share things on my page that are highlights too. And I would hate if someone sat there and compared their life to mine, especially because you don't see what's behind the scenes. And maybe they wouldn't even take what they are comparing if they knew XYZ, you know what I mean? So that's the mindset I want to have scrolling for this week.
Yeah, I love that. Mindset wise, I've actually been on this new, like, I heard this saying like probably a couple weeks ago, and it's just been like so prominent in my mind recently. And I feel like a lot of people have heard this saying, but choose your hard. Like, I can either let myself sit in a negative headspace, or I can choose to work my mind to not. So I actually struggle with anxiety. And I have been noticing recently, like, I let myself go down the spiral path. So my mindset shift this week has been and is going to be like, try to anytime I go down that, shift my mindset, because I need to choose my own hard. And that yeah, I don't know if that makes sense, but choose to think peacefully instead of think worryly.
And maybe that means the hard is going to therapy and mm-hmm. taking time to, I know that fitness for you is something that really makes your brain feel good. So going to the gym or even just like putting your phone away, that is honestly hard, which sucks to admit that, but putting your phone in your nightstand at night and not going on it in bed is so hard, but maybe that actually will help you. You know what I mean? So I really, really like that. Okay. Well, we can kind of go off of that into the episode. So I can just ask you for the first question is there anything that you like to add into your life on top of your 9-to-5 life that does help you relax? Because I feel like going to office every day is stressful. You work in a position, you're obviously a newer grad, you graduated 2 years ago. So it's stressful to have so much responsibility as an adult. And then on top of it, we always have to be paying our bills and then we have to be cleaning our house. So it's a very stressful life. Is there anything that you add to your routine that you feel like de-stresses you?
Yeah, I think something that really helps me de-stress is just finding those little hobbies that like bring me joy. Like one, working out is such a de-stressor for me. Going to the gym, going to Pilates, like whatever that looks like for me, I love that. And then I have recently found such a hobby in baking. Like I have like been baking bread and like my sourdough starter and baking homemade cinnamon rolls, and that has just been so fun for me and definitely a de-stressor for me. Like on a Sunday, I can't wait to wake up and just like bake something. It's so fun.
I love that. I just recently baked like one thing. Actually, I baked two things. The first thing I baked from scratch, which is so fun, even though I'm not good at it, so it's like kind of daunting, but once you actually like bring it all together and you get to eat it, it's like, wow, this is satisfying. And then I did like the cinnamon rolls that are literally in a bake pan. Have you ever seen Nara Smith on TikTok?
Wait, no, I actually haven't.
No, I'm gonna cry because she is the best page. You will be obsessed with her. She bakes everything from scratch. She'll be like making her TikTok and it'll be like, okay, I'm gonna make a grilled cheese. And then instead of like grabbing the sourdough bread or whatever from the grocery store, she's like, so I combined my ingredients to make the sourdough from scratch. And then, no, I'm not even kidding, she'll go into the cheese part and she'll be like, and then I boiled some water and I made my own mozzarella. And you watch it and you're like, wait, these are all things I could actually go to the grocery store and make. And it's so like, wait, I'm gonna show you her, and I promise next week you're gonna send me like, look at this quiche I made from scratch.
You have to send me her because that's literally what I've been obsessed with doing, like making homemade bread. I don't know why it seemed so daunting to me, and then I learned how to do it and it's so easy and it's such a fulfilling feeling. So you have to send me her because I'll be upset.
Did all of your recipes actually taste good? Like first try, did it feel like you were actually eating sourdough?
Yes, for the breads, like I made a homemade focaccia bread too, and Carter, literally my fiance, was like, this is so good, I'm so impressed. So I think the cinnamon rolls were really good, but they weren't like top tier, you know, they didn't taste like the package, but we'll get there.
I like how you said like on Sundays you will bake, because I know personally, because we talk all the time, but Sundays are kind of your day to just get your life together. And I think it would be fun to hear, what is your entire Sunday routine like, start to finish? How do you set your week up? Because I know for Saturdays you kind of have fun, and Friday nights and stuff you just take for yourself, but Sunday is like, this is the day that is most important for me before my work week starts. So what do you do from the moment you wake up, like literally your skincare, everything, to the time that you go to bed?
I love that question, because yeah, Sundays, if you know me, are like my favorite days of the week. I let myself like chill on Friday and Saturday and like have fun, do those things, like everybody needs that time too. But Sundays I just take for me and like let it be the week or the day that I set myself up for the week. Like I know if I'm busy on a Sunday, I'm like, oh my gosh, like my week is not going to be set up. So I definitely start with skincare. I always do skincare in the morning. And then me and my fiance, usually if he's home from work, we will go to church, which I love to set my week up like that Sundays. So we'll go to church together. We'll usually go on a little coffee date in the morning before church or after church, because that's our time that we really get together too. We don't get too many days off together, so we like to embrace it. And then we'll sometimes work out or not, depending, because just if you know, if you work a 9-to-5, like some days you just don't have time to go to the gym. So it's not always the Saturday, Sunday rest day for me. It's like kind of split up throughout the week sometimes. So depending on where I'm at with, if I'm feeling it with my body or not, like I'll go to the gym or take it as a rest day, and then we will go grocery shopping. And that's my biggest tip for 9-to-5s. Like I have to go grocery shopping at the beginning of my week because I just have to set up myself. So I'll grocery shop, I'll do a whole clean, and then I try to be done with everything, I'd say around like 3 o'clock, so that I can actually just enjoy my day. Like stop, like, the house is clean, groceries are done, we went to church, like, then we can just chill for the day and really enjoy our time.
That's exactly what I do, because once 3 o'clock hits on Sunday, it's like you got to be horizontal and you're just clocked out for the rest of the day. Do you guys like watch shows and stuff at night usually on like a Sunday night?
Yeah, we actually do. I don't even know. We've been on a Hell's Kitchen kick, which is funny. I think this is what started my baking hobby. But yeah, we'll just watch shows and like we don't get that much time off together. So we love to chat. So we'll like literally just sit in bed and chat or like go on Zillow and look at houses and just chill.
Yeah, I feel like that's also kind of another layer of your life that we could talk about is Katie's fiance is a firefighter. So she's actually at home a lot alone too. And I'm sure if anybody listening that has that firefighter lifestyle knows it can be a lot to just have everything on you for 3 days at a time or whatever it is. So it's cool that you can balance your job. You can balance that. And then it makes the time that you guys get to spend together even more important and special.
There's pros and cons to everything. And it's something that keeps our life fun. And it's also something that keeps like having routine very helpful too, just because he does work away a lot. And then the nights we do get together are so special and fun.
From like a bird's eye view, just because I know you guys' life, obviously he has to also kind of have that pretty specific regimen because he's on such a schedule throughout the week. So it's cool that you guys are kind of both on the understanding of like, okay, like Sunday we can't just like go out all day. It's got to be a day where we set ourselves up for success, and like you'll even help make him lunch for the week. And it's just like cool that you guys can be just mature like that. I don't know, I keep like saying that because it's funny when you grow up with someone and then it's like, whoa, you're like killing it.
I think the same thing about you. It's so fun to watch each other grow. But yeah, it's fun to just have that with him. He helps me be routine too, and just knowing like I can help him out when he's super busy and he can help me out when I'm super busy is awesome.
Yeah, it's cute. Also, fun fact, I set Katie and Carter up. Literally, how many years ago would that have been? 12 years ago. I was like, oh my gosh, I have this like best friend that you would be obsessed with that you should go to the dance with. And then the rest is history. Before we keep going to the next category, I want to share another favorite of mine, which is ZocDoc. They are a sponsor of today's podcast because I use ZocDoc like way more than I want to admit. You guys can actually check out ZocDoc for free and download the ZocDoc app today. You can find and book a top-rated doctor. Most of them are available within 24 hours. They also help with anything under the sun. I'm telling you guys, if you stub your toe, you twist your ankle, you feel sick, you have symptoms, and you just want somebody to share that to, ZocDoc is one of my favorite companies, and I trust them, so that's why I wanted to bring them to you guys. They make it so easy to book local doctors who take your insurance. You can do video visits. There's no insurance hassles or surprise bills. They're top rated. 90% of patients gave these primary care doctors 5-star reviews. They have dentists with the shortest wait times. And most importantly, most of the time, they can get you in within 24 hours, which makes it super, super accessible. Download the ZocDoc app for free today. Then find and book a top-rated doctor. Don't forget, you guys can use my code and go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you can get started on finding and booking a top-rated doctor today. Again, many are available within 24 hours. So if you need anything, definitely go to them. Thank you again, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast. Is there any like recipes that you like to make that heat up really well the next day? Because I'm kind of on a meal prep kick right now just because it's so easy to have that stuff in the fridge to run to. And even just having breakfast prep this week, I made those waffles that I was showing you. And oh my gosh, it's just so nice to have something so quick to run to. And really, it only took me like 2 hours, which honestly was a lot on Sundays. But even just if I did that one Sunday a month or only did lunches, you know, is there any recipes that you kind of run to on Sundays to make?
Yeah, well, and honestly, I kind of do it a little bit different. I feel like that most people would consider like prepping your meals in a sense. Like I plan out my meals for the week. Like I'm an avid, and I know you are too, and I love this about you. Like I have to write out my grocery list. And so I more do it in the sense like I cook dinner and then I know and I make sure that I have lunch for both me and Carter the next day. And like if he's going on shift the next day, like I make sure like maybe I'll make an extra meal like to add to have lunches for the week. So I feel like we do a lot of the same things. It's hard to come up with new ideas, but we'll do like a good brown rice pasta. We'll do taco bowls a lot. We'll do steak. Yeah, we're big steak people. So we'll do like steak and veggies with some rice. We'll do chicken teriyaki is a staple in our house too. But I really love to just make sure I have the groceries for the week and always like make a dinner that I know will give us lunch the next day.
That's actually really interesting because it is a lot to cook all day on Sunday, like all those meals. And at the end of the day, it could also be kind of a stress relief to cook at the end of the night after work. I honestly love like going in the kitchen, putting on a YouTube video, pouring a poppy. Like yeah. I love, I don't know why I just said poppy. Olipop. I only drink Olipop, really. No, I do love poppy, but I just love doing that. And I feel like when you just make dinners and then have it for leftovers, you don't get sick of it as much because then you can make different recipes throughout the week and it still feels fun the next day. You're like, oh, that was really good last night. I can just heat that up, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. Well, let's also touch on just like your social life, because I feel like something that maybe even just from this episode so far, nobody knows about you is how you guys... Katie is the most fun friend to be around. And I feel like you have such a good head on your shoulders. Obviously, like you're so smart. You are so productive. And you would never guess that. Well, you would guess just from meeting you, obviously within 2 seconds. But I'm saying just over the mic, like just what we've talked about, you would never see the side to your life that we all get to see. And like the second you show up somewhere and Katie's there, it's like, boom, life of the party. Like, you are so fun and bubbly, and I feel like we bring that out of each other, which is also why we've always clicked. And so my whole point is, since you are also such a social person, and your Friday nights, like if you're going to go out with Carter and you guys go see your friends, you guys genuinely enjoy it so much, and you love talking with everybody, and you are also like me, where we can be introverted, but our personalities are truly extroverted because we do find hanging out with other people fill us up. And when we leave something and we're like, oh my gosh, we had the best conversation, we're on cloud nine just from literal hanging out with people. So my whole point is there any ways that you kind of put work aside or anything stressful in your life aside when you go socialize? Is there any tips you could give someone how to kind of turn that brain off and go let yourself enjoy the moment or the plans that you have, even if it is just hanging out by yourself at home? You don't have to be social, but is there a way that you kind of disconnect from everything else that's going on in your life?
Well, one, thank you. That just put the biggest smile on my face. And I love that about us too. We truly have the best time together, and she just got in town, so we're going to do something tonight. I literally have been looking forward to it all week. But I think the biggest thing is balance. Like, I feel like just I do have such a busy lifestyle. Like, I work full time. I'm starting a clothing brand. Like, I am always have something going on, and I have a big family, like I mentioned. So like, I'm always just kind of having plans and like doing other things. So I feel like once I do take the time to reset for me and I'm like ready to go have fun, like I think my biggest tip is just to let yourself be in the moment. Like, I feel like having the balance is what's important. Like, I know if I go and I have fun, like I'm gonna set myself up again for a good week, because like I got that fulfilled too. Going back to kind of what we Caitlin's like obsession of the week, like it's the true things that matter in life is those connections with your friends and like what makes you happy, what brings you joy. And like Caitlin said, like I love and I just get so excited when I have a fun night and like bubbly and hanging out with people. Like, that truly is like how I feel like my truest self. Like, I'm like, oh, that was just so fun. Like, that's what brings me joy in life. So having the balance of working hard, being in routine, but also getting that is like what fulfills me.
No, I feel like that's really good. Having balance in your life too is always been a huge part of your life, and I feel like that shows through everything. Like, you can go have wine and then still wake up the next day and be productive. You know, you don't have to have like rules in your life. You just really go with the flow, and that definitely shows, because that's how you actually are showing up 100% is because you give yourself time to rest. And something that has helped me too, just obviously I don't work the traditional 9-to-5, but I do work a lot of hours throughout the week, and I try to be really self-efficient with my job because I'm my own boss and it's easy not to. But at the same time, I feel like I don't usually spend a lot of time with friends and stuff. So when I do get to, I allow myself to check out. You know what I mean? I allow myself not to feel bad that I'm taking the day for myself or taking the time with my friends, because it truly makes me happy. And I think it's also important, as if you're listening to this, I'm sure we all have careers and we all are trying really hard in our lives and our careers, to just remember that that is not the most important thing. We don't need to hold our value in our successes, or even if you do want to do a job change, or if you feel like there's anything in your life where you aren't happy anymore, don't feel like if you decide to change your mind or take time off or switch jobs or switch careers that it's a negative thing. It's not at all. It's actually very human nature to want to switch things up. Or maybe you're in a point in your life where you are post-grad and you aren't killing it at your career yet and you're just learning right now. That's completely normal. And even when you are grinding in that way and you don't have maybe achievements or the salary you want or the job you want or the house you want, whatever, it doesn't mean that you can't go take time for yourself. You know what I mean?
I feel like my dad always tells me this because I've struggled with that too. Like, I am starting a clothing brand and that obviously is like my main passion and goal to what I would love my career to be. But I am working as an executive assistant, grinding so that I can support my life. And sometimes I get in my head about that. I feel like it's really hard to, like, again, with the comparison, to compare where other people are at and be like, okay, yes, I have this job, but like, it's not like really fulfilling to me fully yet. Like, I do find joy in it and I give it my all. But at the end of the day, like, my dream is my clothing brand. So, but my dad always tells me, he's like, he's a very successful CFO of a company. And he always says, I didn't get this job until I was 30 years old. And that always just reminds me to like live in the moment. It makes us who we are. I feel like all the lessons and all the things that comes from a different phase of life that you're in, like makes it to be who you're meant to be. So I try to think that of sometimes when I'm like, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet. It's like, okay, but I've gotten an experience and get to experience new things every day that it's going to make me be a better owner of a company or a better wife or a better whatever, friend.
That's so important. I always feel like our parents have the best like knowledge to give. And that even reminds me, my mom also changed careers, or she's always been so successful. My mom has worked in marketing, and I feel like all of our friends have looked up to my mom and her advice and everything. And she just recently went a complete 180 and switched to real estate and literally took a leap of faith of, I don't know anybody in the industry. I have to go take a new exam. Don't know anything about it. And it has been the hardest thing for her to switch from a marketing mind, which obviously you still use marketing and real estate, but it's a complete different genre. And she's 55. I actually don't know her exact age, but I think she's like 55. And she still just changed her career when there was no need to. You know, she was so successful in her other career and it was a passion she had. And I just think if you take away anything from this episode, it's to just go with your passions, because that is what's going to fill you up in life. And it's shown. That's exactly what Katie and I do. I feel like we're always talking about like, sorry, I'm going to go and do this because this is what I'm most passionate about. So yeah, well, I feel like this episode has been so helpful for anybody listening. So to round it up, maybe if you have any piece of advice that you could give anybody who does work a 9-to-5 that's trying to juggle whatever it is in their life, or maybe they're struggling with mental health, like we have both experience. Is there any tip or takeaway you want to give to end off the episode?
I say my biggest takeaway just working a 9-to-5 is, one, find passions. I think that like I do find joy in my 9-to-5, but like if I didn't have passions on the outside, like it's really easy to just get mundane with it and struggle. So I say find passions, find hobbies that make you excited and happy to do on the outside. Like your whole life is not defined by your job, and really like lean into that and find what makes you happy, whether it's going on a walk or I don't know, baking or whatever it is, like find a hobby. And then one other like really big thing that like changed my experience is I used to like wake up and just work out and then go to work. And I feel like ever since I've set myself up to have more time in the morning to actually like be with myself, like whether that's journaling or for me praying or whatever that is for you, like giving yourself not just like such a strict mundane like, okay, I'm gonna go to the gym, then I have to come home, shower, get ready, go. Like I get to have time to like make my smoothie I love. I get to pray in the morning. I get to journal in the morning. I get to go on a walk with my fiance in the morning. Like whatever it is, like set yourself up to find the little joys in life outside of your job, because that truly is what life's about.
It's like romanticizing every little tiny thing. I love that. Well, thank you for coming on. Obviously, I'm sure you guys love Katie by now and can see why she's my best friend. But seriously, I feel like you helped me a lot in my personal life. So hopefully this helped a few of you guys. But I love you guys. I hope you guys have the best week. Like I said, I'm in Arizona this week, so maybe I'll have some updates next week's episode. But I love you guys and I hope you have the best week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for having me on. It was so fun.